Poland's government is considering a new tax on large technology companies, with Deputy Prime Minister Krzysztof Gawkowski confirming that the Digital Ministry is actively exploring the proposal. However, Prime Minister Donald Tusk has stated that no final decision has been made. Debate over a big tech tax. Gawkowski, who also serves as Minister of Digital Affairs, first raised the possibility of a digital tax on big tech firms last week, triggering strong opposition from the U.S. Trump administration. Tom Rose, President Donald Trump's nominee for U.S. ambassador to Poland, criticized the potential tax as self-destructive and warned of diplomatic consequences if implemented. Despite these warnings, Gawkowski insists that large tech firms should contribute their fair share to Poland's economy. Government divisions on tax policy. Finance Minister Andrzej Domański clarified that Poland's Ministry of Finance is not currently working on a digital tax, reinforcing that tax policy falls under its jurisdiction. However, Gawkowski remains committed, arguing that other European nations have successfully implemented similar taxes, generating hundreds of millions of euros to support innovation and economic growth. The law should be equal for everyone, including large tech companies, Gawkowski said. Poland should also introduce this tax to fund startups, artificial intelligence, and technological advancements. U.S. diplomatic pressure and international concerns. Gawkowski acknowledged that international concerns, particularly U.S. retaliation, have played a role in delaying Poland's decision. However, he remains firm. "I am not afraid of this. I would like these large companies to pay a fair tax in Poland because their billions could serve Poland," he stated, adding, "The time when laws in Poland were written in a language other than Polish is over. As discussions continue, Poland must balance its economic ambitions with geopolitical realities, particularly its relationship with the U.S. and international trade partners. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.